Let's first focus on the government's announcement to decriminalize the use of hard drugs. Now, as of yesterday, BC began a three-year pilot program where authorities will stop prosecuting people for carrying small amounts of heroin, meth, ecstasy, crack cocaine as a part of an effort to fight a drug overdose crisis. Many people who support the program say it will help destigmatize those who use drugs. Now, our first guest called in during yesterday's show. I found her story to be quite compelling. Denise Santinato is a former drug user who lost her brother to fentanyl 5 years ago, and she joins us now. Denise, thank you for speaking to us today.
Hi, Jazz. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you like the move towards decriminalization?
Because I feel that it's just another step in the constant enabling that services are providing to the drug addicts. Instead of helping them get off drugs, it's just making it okay to do drugs and to give them drugs. And instead of guiding them to treatment and detox and what have you, it's just a constant funnel of enabling. And I've worked in the system myself. I ran a youth detox. I have fostered teenage girls. And I can tell you it's really a system of constant enabling. And nobody gets any better with us.
What do you say to those who say, look, it's a small amount for personal use. We're not talking about a significant amount. Police will still be spending time on enforcement. But in regards to the smaller amounts that people have, that's not the best use of police time.
Well, I want the listeners to know that 2.5 grams of heroin is more than 50 doses of heroin. And that is a lot for personal use. And when I used to use drugs back in the late 80s until I cleaned up in 1991, I used to sell heroin. And I would buy 1 or 2 grams at a time, and that would be enough for me to sell throughout the day and keep me going in my habit. And anybody who's carrying 2.5 grams of heroin is not carrying it for personal use. And multiply that by, 1,000 times for fentanyl? Mm-hmm. It's insanity. It's just insanity as far as I'm concerned.
How were you able to get off drugs?
I had used everything from crystal meth, which, by the way, being able to carry a couple of grams of crystal meth, I did not know fact from fiction when I was high on crystal meth. There are so many people with mental health issues, and a lot of this stems from the use of crystal meth, or it's enhanced by it. It's just such a dangerous drug that for an addict to be able to carry it around is just insanity. And they say it's to reduce or take away the stigma of using drugs. Mm-hmm. My brother, we were talking about what got me off. When it got so bad that I could no longer continue with my life, I was using more heroin than I could sell. I was on the verge of selling my body. I was on the verge of being at Maine and Hastings. I was at the verge of killing myself. I was afraid of going to jail. I had no option but to dig myself out of this horrible hole that I was in, where I had to shoot up 12 times a day just to not be junk sick. I would wake up in the night detoxing, and I would have to shoot up. I overdosed. My dogs brought me back by licking me constantly until I could come to consciousness and keep breathing on my own. It just got so bad that I had no other choice than to clean up. And once I made that choice, I told my family what was going on, and they helped me get into a 12-step program. And I stayed there for 12 years and worked on all the issues of what led me down that path of destruction and changed my life around. And that was in 1991.
So that took you 12 years. Judging, based on your description, you hit bottom. You decided that you want to clean up and fix your life. But that process still took you 12 years, right?
No, it didn't take 12 years. It actually took a lot less. It probably took only about a year until I was able to hold down a job. Less than that, when I had self-esteem, I started learning skills that I could do, like planting a garden and going, wow, I can do this. And just starting to rediscover the things that I used to know how to do. But I did stay in the program for 12 years because it takes, you know, time to work on a lifetime of abuse and, mm-hmm. and why we abuse ourselves. It's not an overnight fix. But I did stay there for 12 years, and when it was time for me to leave, I left. And, you know, I've been fine ever since. I've been married for 23 years. My husband and I own a successful canine care company for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. Everything is going good. We own our home. We couldn't ask for a better life. But to think that I had to shoot up 12 times a day just to not be junk sick, it's a different person.
So if you were a premier for a day and you had to fix this system, is in your mind, spend more money on treatment centers, more money on housing, education, those things rather than the decriminalization?
Absolutely. I mean, how much money have we spent on this experiment, just getting it to this point when we've already been doing it for the last 5 years? And, you know, the police have decriminalized this years ago, and it's just gotten worse. We know the outcome. It's just getting worse. We need to revamp Riverview into a modern-day version that will help addicts and help those with mental health issues, help them get clean, give them life skills, help them participate in life and get off the drugs. Because people keep talking about safe supply. There is no such thing as safe supply. But what people are not talking about is the hell it is to live in constant addiction, whether you're getting it handed to you daily mm-hmm. or whether you have to work for it and do all kinds of insidious activities to get it.
Yeah. Denise, I really appreciate you joining us today, telling your story. I know it's not easy, but I really appreciate it. And you've been incredibly thoughtful. And most importantly, I'm very happy that you're in an incredible place in your life right now, that you're able to contribute through your experience. And wonderful here that you got your home and you've got your business and you have family and loved ones around you. I'm so incredibly happy for you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a great day.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.